I'm talking to Sharon Miller at the Hay Festival, and Sharon has just won the Commonwealth Short Story Prize. So tell me about that.
Oh, it's almost impossible to describe the excitement. I'm actually very lucky this year that I am a joint winner. It's not a common thing to happen, but I have been chosen with Canada, Eliza Robertson. So we appeared on stage together, and it's really indescribable feeling.
So your background is not, it was not originally writing?
No, I think I always wanted to be a writer, but I came to it in a very roundabout way. I've done various things, copywriting, television production for ads, pharmaceuticals, magazine and, writing.
And did you get a lot of material from those professions?
I did. I have to say it's quite ironic that when I switched to pharmaceuticals, a lot of people said, you know, well, that's quite a science-based industry. What's going to happen to your creativity? Are you going to write? Are you? And it was interesting that I found I got so many stories that you'd be sitting alone with a bag, you know, reading a book, waiting to see a doctor, and someone sitting next to you would just tell you the most amazing story. You know, they tell you their dreams, they tell you, I mean, literally what they dreamt the night before, you know. It was especially interesting to do the antenatal clinics and the gynecology clinics because I found that women in those positions bond very intensely, and I find a lot of my material still goes back to those conversations that I had with women. I also covered Guyana for quite a few years, and I would find myself having conversations in Guyanese antenatal clinics.
But do you think that's something to do with people almost waiting, being in limbo, and they suddenly want to discuss with someone? They want to share their experience with
someone? I think so. I mean, I think basically everyone thinks they have a story to tell. And it's not that they think they have a story to tell. Everyone does have a story to tell. And often all they need is a bit of space, you know, just to have the story unfold.
And what was your winning story about?
My winning story actually was about a woman in her late 40s that has a stillbirth. And it's actually not about that at all. That's just the frame of the story. But it's about a marriage. It's about the secrets we keep from those we love the most. It's about grief. You know, I think it's set in Trinidad, so it has to be a Trinidadian story based on the fact that it is set there, the landscape is Trinidadian, but it's a universal story.
And we can see that on the Granta website.
You can see that on the Granta website.
Thank you so much.
Not at all, thank you.